Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Pretty Chicken 9053 and says, I think my 28, husband 29, cheated on New Year's Eve while I had the flu. We have two kids. Over the past week, each of our kids was sick, and since I spend most of the time with them, I caught it. They were over it by the time I got the symptoms. It so happened I got the flu starting Friday night, so my weekend plans were halted. I wasn't going out anyway, but still. My two-year-old tested positive for the flu Friday, and I started showing signs the same day. He's literally never here already, but also couldn't not go into work, and I was supposed to accompany him. Anyway, I'm sick at home with two sick kids. All of us have fevers and he goes out. Yes, it's his job, but still. 10 o'clock, I sent a text saying I would be asleep by 12, so happy new year. I got a reply. Someone called me and woke me up at almost 1. I texted him to make sure he was okay, then dozed off. Ended up calling him at around 3 a.m. to check on him, and he claimed he was following my sister-in-law home. 5 comes around and I ask if he's okay. He claims irritation. At 6:30, I text a bunch of question marks because he hasn't answered my last message. He said he was too drunk and had to chill for a bit before driving. When he strolls in at 7:30, he heads straight to the bathroom and washes his face. He said some people spilled liquor all over his new sweater and shoes and he was super mad about it. Told me how he stopped at the only open place to get some ice, to sober up. Okay, when he went to sleep, I smelled his shirt. It was dry and it didn't smell of anything like alcohol. In fact, the bottom smelled like vagina. Shrugs. And his shoes were squeaky clean. So I woke him up. Like, you left me home sick with the flu, with sick kids to lay up with a woman. He acted like I was tripping or making it up. Who said that? I said that. We haven't spoken since, just small words here and there. We just got into a really petty argument because I said everyone was getting on my nerves because while I'm sick as a dog, my kids are better and bothering me and he's no help at all. I can't even recover properly because I can't rest. He said the feeling was mutual and I told him he was welcome to leave. So he did, which is fine by me because honestly, I'm no dummy. But he was supposed to cut our son's hair and I'm also still really sick. I don't want to be dealing with this right now at all. My feelings aren't hurt at the thought of him cheating either. I actually don't care about that part. I guess he saw me being sick as the perfect opportunity. I'm just extra annoyed, but he's trying to spin this like I'm upset about not being able to go out for the new year, which couldn't be further from the truth. I had no intention on going out anyway. Edit. I went and reread our messages, and I have the times wrong. I sent the first message at 10:13 that wished him a happy new year and let him know I'd be asleep before 12. And told him to be careful. At 1:20, I sent out a message telling him I had a fever and that my sister was looking for him. That's who woke me up. He responded. At 4 a.m, I sent a, are you good? No response. Note, we live in a smallish city. Everything shuts down at 2 and the after hours close at 3:30. At 6:16, I sent the question marks. He responded and he said he was about to be on his way and he came in at 7:30-ish. Also, I didn't mention that his sweater also smelled like perfume because he was out, but I'm a bartender. If I spill liquor on my clothes smell like liquor and whatever smell good I had on the next day, and especially in the next few hours. I don't think I'm controlling for trying to make sure he didn't get into a drunk car accident, arrested, or hurt. And there were some people asking OP for extra information in their comments, so one comment said, sounds like this relationship was down the drain before New Year's Eve started. OP responds saying, no, not really down the drain exactly. He's breaking into an industry that requires him to be away from home more, and I'm trying to be understanding of that. Typically, we're a bit more communicative than this post shows. We've done couples courses and counseling and couples-focused parenting classes and learned a few tricks. I don't feel like he's being truthful. We've been together a very long time, even though we're youngish, 12 years. The next comment says, I would just ask him outright and check his phone. The vagina smell is what gets me. Opie says, me too. It literally smells like vagina. Like he had sex with his clothes still on. I don't even know how else to explain it. Like he didn't pull his shirt all the way up. This has never been an issue for us, so I don't even know how to go about asking. I've never went through his phone in all our years together, and thinking about it, whatever would have been in there is likely deleted by now. Next comment says, you woke up, smelt his collar, and then immediately got mad. His reaction was to get mad and then happily leave, no explanation. You're telling me it went from a happy, communicative relationship to this in a couple of minutes. Opie says, not exactly. I felt like his story was a lie. I smelt the entire shirt. A first for me too. It was just all of these things added together that made me take a pause and check his shirt and shoes. Anytime either of us had an issue, we have no issue talking about it. I know it sounds wild. Crap is wild to me too. I promise you, all of this is completely left field. I've never even suspected him of cheating before. It's just never been an issue. And the next comment says, well, I mean, if you didn't even care that he cheated. Opie responds saying, I don't know how to explain it. It's not that I wouldn't be hurt or sad. I would. It's just I have other crap to focus on than the hurt I'd feel. Like, obviously, cheating is effed up, but what is getting me the most is the fact that he was just okay leaving me sick as hell. The two kids sick as hell, and his focus was getting his bits wet instead of coming home to give a helping hand. I've never been this sick in my life. I can't even focus on the part that hurts. Just the fact that it's peeing me off and that he's acting like the only reason I have questions is because I didn't get to party. Also the fact that I know that if he's cheating, there's nothing I can do to change it. It happened, and I'll leave. No bargaining. And yeah, I agree with OP in that last comment there. You know, if he's cheated, there's nothing you can do to change it. It's happened, whatever, and you're going to leave, no bargaining. But when we was reading the original part of the story and some of the comments there, I did pause where OP said that husband may have cheated and you don't really care about that. And whether it's true or not, it just made me feel like, you know, there can't be much of a relationship there. And I know OP tried to explain some parts of it in their comments, but there can't be much of a relationship there if you think, oh, he's cheated. Don't really care about that. I don't know, it just sort of made me pause and think, hold up. But OP did kindly update the post, which says, I don't know how to link my last post, but it's on my page, and it was deleted from the sub I was on. I'm not gonna lie, some of those comments are just, whew, Jesus Christ. Some questions, yes, you can get tested for the flu, and then quotes, you are controlling. I mean, okay, let's go with that. He works in the music industry, so it's not uncommon for him to be away from home. It's not strange to me that he goes out without me because it's a part of his job. We actually almost never go out together, but we usually bring in New Year's Eve together. I didn't care about him working because it was supposed to be work. But again, things shut down pretty early. He's never come in later than 4, and that's not often at all. There was someone who said his clothes wouldn't still smell like liquor. Let's go with that. Why would his clothes be completely dry? He's also had on white, by the way. Me saying I don't care about the cheating. It's not that I wouldn't care. I guess I worded that bad. I would care. I'm not a robot. I just have other crap to worry about in this moment. I can't even begin to worry about the pain I might feel. Yes, cheating is disrespectful in regular circumstances. In my circumstances, it's extra disrespectful to me because we're so damn sick. Like, damn, you care so little about me that you'd cheat now. Mentions of me being a single mum. Isn't typical, but we have communicated about it over the last few weeks. The division of labor isn't fair. So he had been making sure he's home to help with homework, bedtime, playtime, more. So I've been trying to be understanding of his work, I guess. He cut back hours at his regular job as well, so I didn't exactly suspect anything. Okay, now to the update. Thank you to the Redditor that told me exactly what to look for. And thanks for the well wishes, I definitely am starting to feel better, a little bit, but not by much. Sorry if this is everywhere. He did cheat, and I'm glad I'm not crazy. With some girl named Valerie. He had a name under his mum's. Didn't ask many questions about who she is because I don't care about her. She knows he's married, he knows he's married. I asked straight up to see his phone, and apparently she's someone that comes into his regular job. He has invited her to come to events I didn't go to, couldn't go to. She danced on him and she made him hard apparently. And it went from there. Their texts are so cringy. I mean, think high schoolers. From the things I have been to, she was also there. She told him I was really pretty and asked if I'd be open to a threesome. He told her he'd convince me. It came up a few times. They literally talk about me and my kids like she's an old friend. All I can do is laugh, y'all. Seriously. He wrote her and told her I suspect something and she told him to delete their pics. Didn't find those. New Year's Eve was their first night physically having sex, but there was an obvious build-up to it. He had sex in his car. Well, his mum's car, because his car is in the shop and he doesn't like to drive mine. Thank God. When I checked the time, he was on the phone with her when he pulled up. He's an idiot and I'm embarrassed. I know who she is. I've never met her, but I found her. She isn't my focus though. I feel bad that her self-esteem is so low that she'd be willing to be a secret. It's not like he's rich. I didn't find anything else about anyone else, but who knows. For him, I can't even look at him. He won't leave because apparently we can work it out. Eye roll. I'm so disgusted. He didn't even shower after. He just laid in the bed I paid for and passed out. He washed his face, got undressed and went to sleep. I feel nauseous at the thought of him coming to kiss me and my kids after they did God knows what. He knows cheating is a big F no for me. I've always said if he gets the urge to cheat, just leave because I will find out and I'm not nice and forgive him for crap like this. I even opened the door for him to tell me the truth. Of course, he didn't mean for it to go that far. It was just conversations. And then he got drunk. This is the first time he's ever cheated, but I can't believe that, so I won't. But I'm not going to cry about it. I didn't yell, I didn't cry. I just said okay and asked him to leave. I've been with him and only him since I was 16 years old. He pursued me. When things got rocky and I wanted to leave, he did the work to keep me. He wanted me. I've given him all my 20s. I can't tell if I'm hurt though, honestly. I'm more or less irritated and disgusted. I genuinely don't have time to think about it too much. He said it was a mistake, lol. I can't do anything but laugh. I should make a mistake similar, I guess. And not to be cocky, but I'm not an ugly woman. I have a very nice body. My personality is amazing. I'm funny as hell. I'm an amazing mum. And I know that I am a great wife. I'm not lacking suitors at all. This isn't on me. And I won't delude myself into thinking I could have done anything different. I want him to leave. He cheated. It's done and it happened. To the Redditor that said I'm ruining my marriage. I didn't ruin my marriage. He did. Especially because he's a horrible liar. I grew up with him. I know when crap isn't right. Edit. Thank you all so much for all the love and well wishes. I love everyone for all the advice and praise. I appreciate you all so much. He's agreed to leave to his mom's house thankfully. But get this, after I feel better, he's going to stay to help with me and the kids.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kids. Then OP responded to one of the comments below that update, which says, my point exactly. It was cheating before it became physical. He just got sloppy on New Year's Eve because he thought I'd be asleep or too out of it. Not thinking that I also have sick kids who are getting up as well. It was such a long conscious decision. Exactly where am I in my thoughts? He's disgusting. He has to go. The level of disrespect he's shown to me, I'll never ever get over. He's a fool if he thinks otherwise. Another commenter says, I'm sorry you're going through this right now. On the flip side, I'm super glad to hear that you know your worth and that you are more deserving. You didn't even give him the reaction he probably thought would happen, lol. Good for you. In his mum's car too. Damn, that's ew. He's an effer. OP responded saying yes, and I've definitely made up my mind to tell his mum to make sure she gets her car professionally detailed. Thank you. And fair play to OP in this one, was just like, nope, not at all, not dealing with it. And I found that really interesting in the update, because a lot of the updates that we usually cover, they go through conflicting feelings about the relationship. Sometimes people try that, they think that they might want to try and fix things through counseling or whatever. But OP in this one was just like, straight up, nope, not dealing with that, not even entertaining the idea of it. It's just straight up, I know my worth, you made a mistake, and you're going to have to pay for that. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Piano Throwaway, who says, am I the a-hole for refusing to forgive my dad for breaking our deal? When I, 17 male, was 8, my parents bought me a piano and signed me up for lessons. I was super excited because I love music. Over time, I became known as the piano guy at school. I play at school concerts, accompany the school jazz choir, and play once a week for the residents at a couple of retirement homes in our town. When I was 15, I started to talk about quitting lessons, and my parents quickly tried to guilt me out of it. I told them I wanted to try other things, and that between piano and studying, I didn't have much time left for other extracurriculars. My dad proposed a deal. If I kept playing and taking lessons until I reached level 10 RCM, Royal Conservatory of Music, and continued to keep my grade up at school, he would buy me a new car of my choice. I jumped at it and we shook hands on the deal. I should explain that my family is well off financially. I have a very privileged life and I wouldn't say I've been spoiled. If I ever want a luxury item like a new phone or game console, I have to buy it myself with money I've saved from summer and after school jobs. I should also explain that my dad's big on loopholes. When we compete, he always finds a way to win. And when I do it, it doesn't count because of some loophole. It drives me nuts, but he thinks it's hilarious. Whenever I complain about him not playing fair, his answer is always the same. Life isn't fair. So because of our deal, I kept up with my lessons. I spent about 1 to 2 hours a day on a piano while keeping my grades up. Last summer, I took my level 9 RCM exams and passed, fulfilling my part of the deal. I told my dad I've chosen the BMW X5 plug-in hybrid SUV. A couple of months ago on my birthday, I came downstairs for breakfast and my dad told me there was a surprise waiting for me in the garage. I ran out and sitting in the middle of the floor was a 1 to 24 scale toy BMW X5. My dad burst out laughing and said, a deal's a deal. So as promised, here is your brand new BMW. My heart absolutely broke. I asked if he was being serious and he said I couldn't seriously have expected him to buy a 17-year-old a real brand new BMW and that we would discuss getting me a reasonably priced used car. I said we had a deal and I fulfilled my end of it. He said he did too since I never said that the car had to be full size and drivable. I said he wasn't being fair. His response was life isn't fair. Ever since this happened, I've been distant with my dad. I honestly feel like he betrayed my trust and that he deliberately made a fool out of me. He keeps bringing up the idea of a used car, but I told him I'm not interested, which I admit is kind of petty. I have enough money saved up that I can buy a cheap used car myself, and I just feel like if I accept one from him now, it's like saying that breaking his promise didn't matter and that he didn't do anything wrong. Am I the a-hole? Wowee, and this one reminded me of a story I heard on the radio. I can't remember what company it was, and I can't remember the full details of it, but a company offered their employees, I think it was, the chance to win a Toyota, and I believe it was some sort of sales based thing. You get the most sales, then you get this Toyota. And this woman won it, and then she was like blindfolded and she was taken out into the car park and she said, oh, are you ready, you excited to see your Toyota? And then they take the blindfold off and it's actually a Toyota, as in the Star Wars character. And obviously she was peed off, and I think it went to court, and I think she won a settlement in the end because of it. But yeah, that reminded me of that for some reason. Obviously the toy thing. But there was a lot of different comments on this particular post. We're going to start off with Slightbar 534, who says, not the a-hole. Someday when he wants you to come home for holidays, send a framed photo he can set at the table. There, you are home. You didn't tell me you'd be there in person. Life's not fair, Dad. Buttercup Grump says, not the a-hole. Life might not be fair, but that doesn't justify your dad being cruel. I'm sorry he finds more enjoyment in letting you down than being a good dad. ETA, regarding some of the other comments saying 17-year-old doesn't need a car that expensive, I don't necessarily disagree. That's a pretty expensive car for an inexperienced driver. However, the father should have been upfront about the type of car he was willing to buy instead of letting OP think he'd get him one. Bacon says, not the arsehole, your dad has set a crap example for you. Life isn't fair, but you should be able to trust those closest to you. If I'm you, I'm getting out on my own ASAP and cutting off all financial dependence from them. Only then you'll be free to be the man it seems you have the potential to be. Agreeable Weather says, no one's an a-hole here. People here are idiots. You're 17, you want an 18k car at 17. You aren't an a-hole for asking for it, but at the same time, he isn't for not giving a 17-year-old a car that most people could only dream of. He wants to give you a used car and you are upset. That's entitlement. You are getting a car, presumably quite a nice one for your birthday, and you are acting up over it. The amount of not the a-hole or go no contact here tells me this subreddit audience are full of literalists or children. Either way, the world is flexible if the dad refused any car. I'd probably go a-hole, but he isn't. Grow up, get a free car, enjoy yourself. Lamb says, loads of entitled people on here. Yeah, the dad played a prank. I can't help but feel the prank was made real when the 17-year-old asked for a 100k car as their first car. You might expect your dad not to break a promise, which technically he didn't, but I'd very much expect my child not to take the effing pee and ask for such a car. Don't give me that crap about fun to drive and have space when you're going to uni. You've asked for a very high-end car. Whether your family is wealthy or not, asking for that car from the get-go would encourage me to give them a toy car as a reality check. Ruckter says, everyone sucks here. Your dad played a mean prank, but he still plans to get you a car. Meanwhile, you are pretty immature and entitled to request a BMW for your birthday, thinking you'd actually get it, even if it meets the letter of the promise. So there's some level of immature suckiness all around here. But in the end, you're still going to get a car. So maybe muster up some humility and forgive your dad for being a bit of a prick. And one final comment from Fit Establishment, who says everyone sucks here. I get that he said he'd get you any car, but something that expensive as your first vehicle is irresponsible. You're 17. You know how many people I know under 21 that got in some kind of expensive wreck? Most. Some their fault, some other people's fault. Some were acts of God. Black ice usually. Discuss a newer used nice car. Not a 60,000 euro vehicle. That's an obscene amount for a 17-year-old. You are in fact spoiled for thinking that you deserve that. Your dad is an ass for knowing what he did and for not setting a realistic limit on what you could get. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts. What would you do if you was the dad in this position? What would you do if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. As always, your love, your support, and your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being involved. And hopefully I'm going to see you, your cheeky so-and-so, in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.